So the mitzvahs hayom in Rosh Hashanah is b'shayfar, and Chazal say ideally the shayfar should be a shayfar shel ayil in order to be ma'ira the zeicher the schus of Akedas Yitzchak. So let's try to understand in pnimius a little bit about this shayfar shel ayil, one mahalach. One of the halachas mentioned in the Gemara and recorded in Shulchan Aruch is kol hakoilus k'sheim b'shayfar. No matter how the sound comes out of the shayfar, it's a kosher sound. The Gemara gives an example, a few examples there, but the one we're going to focus on is that even a kol of with an ayin, a thick sound, is a kosher sound. So let's try to understand in pnimius a little bit about the shayfar shel ayil and this kol of the shayfar, why it's highlighted in the Gemara, what that represents. And there's a pasuk in the Akedah, a very climactic pasuk. Vayisa Avram Esenov, and Avram lifted up his eyes. Vayar, and he saw. Vihine ayil achar nechaz v'svach b'karnav. That there was another ayil which was caught by its horns in the bush. So Rashi and the Mefarshim were troubled by this word achar. An ayil achar. There was another ayil. This is the second of two ayils. So Rashi has his mahalach. He explains that really the word achar should be earlier in the pasuk. Of course, where it is is where it belongs, but the way that it should be understood al pipshat is that achar hadvarim ha'ile, after these things, vayisa avam esena vayar vihine ayil nechaz vasvach b'kanav. So the word achar, as opposed to acher, which would l'cher mean a different ayil, but here it's achar, as if achar hadvarim ha'ile, after everything which had occurred, Avram lifted up his eyes and he saw v'chul v'chul. So the Mizrahi jumps on Rashi, and he says, well, then the word is out of place. It's very hard to say Pashup Shat, and in saying Pashup Shat, you're saying that really the word belongs somewhere else. I mean, it says Ayal Achar, but Rashi is learning it as if it's saying Achar Hadvei Mo'ele Vayisa Avam Esaya Venar. So be sure and go in different Mahalach than Rashi, but Rashi's Rashi, so let's try to understand the Pashtus of Rashi, according to the Ayma Kapsha. So the Gemara tells us, and it's really Mavur in the Psukim, that Adam, Chava, Nayach, all the generations between and after them, having children was not a big deal. When it came to Avram and Sarah, all of a sudden, Sarah was an Akara, Avram's an Akar, Gatenish, nothing's going. So the Gemara explains that it wasn't just that Sarah was an Akara. They had a lot of physical issues on top of that. Avram and Sarah were tumtums, and then the Gemara, which we're going to focus on, is that Sarah was an Islandess, Avram is a Saris. Like, all of a sudden, Avram and Sarah come around, and it's so difficult to have children. So my Rebbe explains that, of course, they were trying to bring Yitzchak into the world. So if you want to bring Yakshan and Makshans into the world, the Sitra Echa doesn't have any problem with that. But to bring a Yitzchak into the world, so it's a big endeavor. In Pnimius, we have to understand why is it that there's this machala by Sarah. It's not just because she wanted to bring them into the world. Sarah was an islandess. So why is Sarah an islandess? So this goes back to the chait of Adam and Chava. The chait of Adam and Chava is the eating of the Eitz Hadas. Of course, we know that the Einish of the Eitz Hadas is Mois Tamas, and all the kilkul in the world is attributed to the Echidah of the Eitz Hadas. But what is the aspect of the Eitz Hadas? Well, the Zohar Kaddish tells us, if you want to understand the Eitz Hadas, you need to understand what the Torah refers to as the Lat HaCherev HaMesapeches Lishmar Esterach Eitz Hachai. Ideally, Adam and Chava shouldn't eat from the Eitz Hachai. That's what they should have done. That's what the Zohar says. The biggest mistake was not that they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they ate from the wrong tree. We were expected to eat from the Eitz Hachai. But now you realize you made a mistake, you ate from the Eitz Hadas, they're going to go running for the Eitz Hachai. No. Not so simple anymore. You had your chance. There's a Lat HaCherev HaMesapeches, which is Shomer to the Eitz Hachai. And the Zohar says the secret of the Lat HaCherev HaMesapeches is together with the secret of the Eitz Hadas Tavera. And what's that? So the Zohar explains that the inyan of the Lat HaCherev HaMesapeches, that it's able to turn yamin into small, and to small into yamin. It creates the miyamis. dimyonis of right and left being obscured. An example of that, says the Zohar, is the Matam Aisha. The Matam Aisha, which is Mahapich, from a Matam into a Nachash and a Nachash into a Mata, that was done in Mitzrayim. That's the Bechina, says the Zohar, of the Latach Erev Mitzvahs. And by the way, the Mitzrayim were able to do the same thing. Of course, Moshe did a Mitzah the Kedusha. They did a Mitzah the Tumah. That Koyach HaTumah, which is able to be Poyal, Yamin and small Yamin, that's called the Latach Erev Mitzvahs. Hence, in Mitzrayim, even the sorcerers of Pyro, it says that they did what Moshe did, Bilahatehem. That comes from the word, the Lat HaCherev HaMizabachet. Now, this is the whole Shita of Pyro. I'm not going to get into the whole Mahalach about the boys and the girls and his whole Indian with that. But one thing is very clear, is that when it came to Shibud B'nai Yisrael, he put the men's work on the woman and the woman's work on the men. That's called Pyro being Mishtamish Bilat HaCherev HaMizabachet. If you can't see straight who's an Ish and who's an Isha, and you're saying the Isha is the Ish and the Isha is the Isha, that all comes from this perspective called the Lata Chayav HaMizabach. And that's the Inyan of the Tzedas Tzedek. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas Tavara, and they were smitten by this Lata Chayav HaMizabach, what it caused is that there was now a chila of a switch in Adam and Chava. Meaning until now, Adam was kula zachar, and Chava was kula nekeva. But by eating from the peiros of the Eitz Hadas Tavarah, the Hainu Dladachem HaSavachas, it caused that there should be an irbov, a mixing, of the darg of Ish v'Isha. Adam now had some nakvas, b'chinas Isha, and Chava had a b'chinas zachars, a masculine aspect to her. Now, since Avraham Avinu, Sarai Meinu, and really all the Avos in the Imaisk come into the world, says the Zohar many times, we find many Chazal in order to rectify the Chet of Adam and Chava. So when Avram comes into the world, he's a Saris. What's made the Saris? He can't reproduce because he has too much Nakvas. There's a Bechinas Nekeva in Avram. And Sarah is an islandess because islandess means that she possesses masculine qualities. That's what an islandess is. That an islandess means a woman who is not developing as a woman should. And she's showing signs of masculinity. What's the shayrish of that by Sarah? That's the chet of Chava. That's the result of the Eitz Hadas HaEverah, which is the Lata Chayav HaMizabachas. The same thing is true with Yitzhak Avinu. This takes us to the Akedah and to the whole Inyan of Rosh Hashanah. Zohar Kodesh tells us that the Nisayin of the Akedah on the surface to Avram looked like it was the end of Yitzhak, but really, like all things that Hashem does, it was Hashem orchestrating the Tikkun of Yitzhak. Yitzhak was 37 years old, he wasn't married, didn't have any children. Why not? Because, says the Zohar, he had a feminine neshama. A feminine neshama. So, what are you going to do? Need a big fix. So the whole inyan of the Akedah was to place Yitzhak on the Akedah. Yitzhak would have a tikkun, that neshama would leave, and down would come the Zachar neshama. We explained years ago what happened to that feminine neshama of Yitzhak? Well, it went to Rivka. That's immediately after the Akedah. It says Rivka's born. Well, how was Rivka born? Because that was the neshama that he was possessing, which comes to show that a woman is really the neshama of her husband. Al Kopanim. Yitzhak's, there was a Tchiyas HaMeisim that she had, and in fact, Chazal said in the Medrash that Yitzhak made a bracha. Bracha Tashem Mechayim Meisim. Well, if nothing happened, why didn't he make a Tchiyas HaMeisim? It's because he had a Tchiyas HaMeisim. He experienced a rebirth. There was a rejuvenation, an Ish Chadash, a Neshama Chadasha, which came down to Yitzhak, which is a Neshama which would now allow him to find Rivka and to have children. But why was Yitzhak in the same Matzav of Sarah? Well, that's because Yitzhak came to Mesak in the Chet of Adam just like Avram did. And Avram too was a Saris. So Avram had his Tikkun and the Kipshon HaEish. But now Yitzhak needed his Tikkun also the Kipshon HaEish, which is what? The Akedah. That was going to be the Tikkun of Yitzhak. So now he was able to have that Zachar Neshama, and now he was Ra'i Linasei V'Ra'i L'Hailet. That took place on Rosh Hashanah. So the Yeshua of Yitzhak took place on Rosh Hashanah, that day of the Akedah. The Yeshua of Sarah took place on Rosh Hashanah. Vashem Pakad, as Sarah says, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that took place on Rosh Hashanah. Why is this happening on Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam was Chayti from the Eitz Hadas Tavara. So since the kilku began with the Eitz Hadas, and on that day, there was this big bilbul manir, which took place between Ish and Isha, which happened to Adam and to Chava, which manifests itself in Sarah, and then subsequently Yitzhak. So the tikkun of that is Rosh Hashanah. No doubt that when Yitzhak was on the Akedah, he was shying to Himmel. He was crying out to Hashem to be saved from this, that he should have a tikkun, that he shouldn't have to die. He thought that he would have to give up his life to be Mechap in the Chedav Adamish. Did he not say Mois Tomos? Well, somebody was going to have to be Mois Tomos. Yitzhak thought it was going to be him. Avram thought it was going to be him. He went into the Kipshin. He came out alive. Maybe the same thing can happen with Yitzhak, but of course he wasn't thinking that way. He went and gave his life to Mesiris Nefesh, and he had a tikkun. But he thought that was going to be his fate. But of course, even if the sword is against the throat, the person has to cry out. And Yitzhak was crying out to Hashem. And when the Torah says, Ayei Hasela Oila, he wasn't just talking to Avram. He was shying out to Kadosh Baruch. He was saying, Ayei, Ayei Hasela Oila. So that cry of Yitzhak, and any cry which is like that, that a person is in a matzah, that he's mamish desperate, and his mamish, his life, like a person who can't have children, chalila, it's not just like deal with it. It's like it's a pain where your mamish, you can't live. Bane chayim zayne. Such a cry, it's shaykh not just to the itza das toiv. It's not just like you're not lacking something going. It's mamish chayim himself. So here Yitzhak is on, he's on the mizbeach. He's shying out to Rebbe Mishlam, Ayah selo ayla. And Sarah was crying such a cry, and Avram cried such a cry. This is the call. This is what's called the shayfa shel ayah. That's the tza'aka of Yitzhak by the Akedah, the Shefesh. That was the tza'aka of Sarah Menu her whole life. It's called the Shefesh Shalai. And this ayil is Milashan Ailanis. B'derech Josh, she would say like this, that a woman, a female, who possesses these qualities, is called an Ailanis. A man is called a Saris. But B'derech Josh, you could say that if an Ish is called an Ailanis, which is Balashan Nekeva, an Ish would be an ayil. So the Shefesh Shalayil means the cry of Yitzhak, who was an ayil, that he was an islandist, that he had too much nakos, and he couldn't reproduce, and he needed a big tikkun, that's called the Shefer Shalai. So we understand a little bit more going back to our questions. What's the inyan of the Shefer Shalayil? That it's Milashan islandist. And we said before that one of the koilis of the Shefer, which is kasher, koilis kshayim b'shefer, is a kol of, a very thick sound. Why daf kol of? So take a look in the Rambam, based on the Gemara in second parak of Ishos, the Rambam writes, what are the simanim of an islandess? One of the simanim of an islandess is that she has a kol of, because a deeper voice is a masculine voice. So if a woman is showing a sign of a kol of, that's a simon that she may be an islandess. So the reason why the kol of is mentioned in the Gemara as being a kol which is kosher the shayfar is because that's goof of the kol of the kol shayfar. It's a kol of, it's the tza'aka of the islandess. And that was the call of Avram, and that was the call of Sarah. Those were their bechias, those were their tzaks. What's interesting is that one of the halachas of shofar, in order to be a kosher shofar, is that the inside of the horn of the ram, or any horn, most horns, is that there's a cartilage which is inside, which has to be taken out. You can't just make a hole in the cartilage. You have to take out the cartilage, and then it becomes. The lashon of Chazal, what that cartilage is called, it's called zachris. You have to take out the zachris of the shayfar. What that is coming is to show exactly that. That since the call of the shayfar is the call of the islandess, well, why is the call, why can't she have children? Because there's too much zachris. So in order to make a kosher call, you have to take out the zachris. So you take out the zachris from the shayfar, you take out the zachris from the isha, and then she's royal harlot. Then it's royal to bear fruits. Let's get back to our pasuk, which we had said before. Says Rashi, Ayal Acher means afterwards. Fekta Mizrahi, wrong place. So the Mizrahi says about Rashi, according to you, Rashi, the category of this pasuk is what's called a mikra mesuras. When a pasuk has words out of place, it's called a mikra mesuras. That's what he says about Rashi. According to Rashi, it's a mikra mesuras. So why is it a mikra mesuras according to Rashi? Because Yitzhak was a saris. And the whole tikkun of the sarisus of Yitzhak took place right now. This was the tikkun of that saris of Yitzhak. What's interesting is this, is that when we speak about the latach ever mesapech as being machlef ish be'isha, ish be'ish, so the Zohar always said that zachar is yamin, and the kev is small. So according to Rashi, it's interesting. This word achar should be earlier in the pasuk, which is to the yamin, but really it's too much to the small. It's too far to the left. So too much to the left means too much nekeva. So the reason the word acher is farther to the left is because the pasuk is telling you it's a mikra masuris, but because Yitzhak has too much nekeva, which is too much small, so the word is too far to the small, and that's what makes it a mikra masuris. So that's called the ayal acher. It's a mikra masuris because the whole tikkun which is taking place here was a tikkun in the inyan of mikra masuris of the srisus of Yitzhak. That's the shleirish advar. Of course, the whole tachlis of everything is to come to eat from the Yitzchak. Be'emes, the relationship between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the same relationship between the La Tachar V'Mesapeches and the Yitzchak. Yom Kippur is what's called the Yitzchak. That's the day of Chaim. True life. A Yid experiences true life on Yom Kippur. And the Bali Musar and others ask the question, really Yom Kippur should be before Rosh Hashanah? You should be Zeichet HaSichem Mechel, and then have a Yom Hadin. But it doesn't work that way. You can't get to Yom Kippur, which is the Eitz HaChaim, unless you pass through the Eitz HaDa'as Severa, which is La Tachar V'Mesapeches. The day of the eating of the Eitz HaDa'as is Rosh Hashanah, and that's the La Tachar V'Mesapeches. So you have to be able to get through this day, this bilbul called Rosh Hashanah, which is full of sveikis. You know, Bakesar Leib Chaginu is Gematria Sofek. It's full of sveikis. It's full of the confusions of the La Tachar V'Mesapeches in order to get to what? To the Eitz HaChaim, which is Yom Kippur. That's La Tachar V'Mesapeches. What we see from here is that when you're getting close to the Eitz HaChaim, when you're really close to the Eitz HaChaim, The simen hadvarim is that when you start to see that there's a lot of chayav misapeches in the world. What we're experiencing today at large in our communities, but in the world at large, is one giant bilbul called lot hachayav misapeches. The whole inyana with transgender and identifying yourself as a zachar when you're in a cave and vice versa, you never think such a bilbul could exist. But it does. And if it is, and it's in the world, that means that we're passing through right now the La Tachar V'Mesapeches. And for us, that means that the Geula is so close. I mean, Yom Kippur is the day of Geula. That's the day of the Yom HaYeshua Yom HaGeula. That's the Eitz HaChaim. But it's only 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. It's not like it's the other side of the Jewish calendar. I mean, it's At. Like, even if it's Rosh Hashanah, you're like, you can already taste Yom Kippur. It's so close. So if you're living in a world and you're experiencing this La Tachar V'Mesapeches, that there's an Ish and there's Ish and there's all types of confusion, well, guess what? That's the La Tachar V'Mesapeches. You're going through that. Just like when Klaus was in Mitzrayim, they were going through the Sheba, but it wasn't much later that there was a Maisha and there was a Geula. It means that you could already sense that the Eitz HaChaim is so close. So on the one hand, we have to hold strong, very tight to the Eitz HaChaim and to the Tzigim Hor Makusha to that, even before it arrives and it makes its way into this world in full force. Even though we're passing through La Tachar V'Mesapeches, to be David to the Eitz HaChaim, not to go through this confusion, but to go be Amuna, B'derech HaYosha, B'derech HaTmimus, in the way of the Torah, Torah, and Tzaddikim HaAmitim, who lead us in that path. So, B'derech Remez, we had said before the Pasuk state, V'yisa Avram Esene V'yar V'hinei Ayel Ach Anachaz Bas Vach Dekarnav. That's the ending of the Mikra Masuris. That's the tikkun of that islandess slash isle of the Shevashel Isle of Yitzhak Samamela. If you take the word islandess b'miluai, it's gematria exactly those words. Islandess b'miluai is gematria. Isle achar nachas basvach dekarnav. Okay, so in conclusion, after the shir, I saw another inyan in the Arizal, which is a very nice haksafa to this whole shir. So one of the things that we read also on Rosh Hashanah in the Haftorah is about Eli and Chana. And we had said that Chana and Sarah, they were both Nifkada by Rosh Hashanah. And the call of Sarah, that voice of Sarah, is the call of the islandess. That's the Shefer Shel Isle. And if that's the case, then Mestama, the same idea is true by Chana. So I decided to do some investigating. And the Arizal says the following thing. It's Mamash half of a fella. He says, there's Ya'el, and Ya'el had a husband called Chever HaKeni. Okay? So he says the following thing. He says, Eli HaKoyen, in a previous lifetime, was Ya'el. And that's why Ya'el is the Oisius Eli. So before he came back as Eli, in a previous lifetime, he was Ya'el. Now, who is Chana? He says Chana was the neshama of Chever HaKeni, who is the husband of Ya'el. So says the Rebbe, the conversation which is taking place between Chana and Eli is husband and wife in a previous Gilgal. And the tzaddikim, the ben Yehoyada I saw, and the chidah, they break down in the conversations which are taking place hints to these previous gilgulim. So says, that's what the Arizal says, I believe, in Shar Lamed Gimel and Lamed Vav. I think in Shar Tes, Hakdama Tes of Shar Gilgulim, Reb Shmuel, the son of Rav Chaim Vital, he adds there, and he says, you know why Chana had such a hard time having a child? Because in a previous Gilgul, she was the Nesham of Chever Akeni, which is a man. It means to say that in the same way that Sarah couldn't have children, because she came from that Lata Chem, she had that Zacharis, that she couldn't have children, but she was Nitzkan Rosh Hashanah, Chana had the same fate. Because she came from Chever Akeni, who was a male, who was a Zacharis, says with Shmuel, that's the reason why Chana couldn't have children. But they were both Nitzkan Rosh Hashanah. So you see, it's mamish the same inyan with Sarah and with Chana. Mamish Dabar half of a fella. Just add also, I forgot to mention that, when the Pasuk says, Besvach Bekarnov, as we mentioned, that's the place of the Mikra Masuras. Ayal Acher Nachas Besvach Bekarnov. So the Asher says, what's a Svach? So eventually we just teach the Svach is a bush. Rashi says, Svach is an Elon. So this word Elon is a hint to the Islandess. That's why it's a Lashon Elon. Not only is it a hint to the island, it's also a hint to the Eitz Hadas Tevera, which is an Elon. So we said that the whole Indian of the island is goes back to the Lata Chever Misapachas, which is the Eitz Hadas Tevera. So on one word, on the word Svach, which is this Indian, Rashi throws out Elon, it's called both the Islandess and the Elon, which is the Eitz Hadas Tevera.